You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and commentator Gary Joyner takes us to a neutral strip 22 miles west of Natchitoches. It was a fort meant to create more definition between the border of Louisiana and Spanish territories.
Every child who played cowboys and Indians back in the 50s and 60s conjures up the same Western movie set. A desolate landscape and, in the center, a lone structure made of wood, a stockade of poles with the upper ends pointed like sharpened pencils. As a child, I played with Lincoln Logs, and I imagined the gate opening and issuing forth the movie version of soldiers, a long double line of cavalry troopers led by John Wayne, Ward Bond, or William Holden. Now that was a fort. But it's nothing like Fort Jessup in the Red River Radio region. This historic fort, located between Natchitoches and Manning, Louisiana, was a far western outpost of the United States. Forts were built to protect settlers and pioneers moving west. Louisiana's Fort Jessup was constructed in Sabine Parish in 1822, some 20 miles southwest of Natchitoches, to help stabilize the international boundary between Louisiana and Spanish Texas. When the Louisiana Purchase was negotiated in 1803, the western boundary was not determined. The neutral strip, or no man's land, was a section where the laws of neither nation was enforced until 1819. When the Florida Purchase Treaty, also known as the Adams-Oneida Treaty of 1819, finally set the border at the Sabine River. The fort was originally named Cantonment Jessup, built and commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Zachary Taylor, later hero of the Mexican War and President of the United States. Taylor, the fort's only commander, named the frontier post after his friend, Brigadier General Thomas Sidney Jessup. The unit based there was called the Army of Observation. The fort was its primary base as the soldiers monitored the province of Texas as it passed from Spanish to Mexican control and finally became an independent republic. Taylor's men built roads, surveyed, and cleared log jams in nearby streams and rivers. At the beginning of the Mexican War in 1845, approximately one half of the U.S. Army traveled through Fort Jessup en route to Mexico. Among the soldiers stationed at the fort and its satellite facilities was a newly commissioned lieutenant, Ulysses S. Grant, and perhaps even Robert E. Lee, who also fought in that war. After the United States invaded Mexico, the fort was no longer needed and was abandoned in 1846. 18 years later, the Confederates used it as a supply depot and as a staging area during the Red River Campaign during the Civil War. Fort Jessup was located on the high ground of the Kasachee Hills. The foundations of the principal buildings were of native stone, but the engineers also used the plentiful pine trees in the area for construction materials, and all traces of them have rotted away. Today, the fort is owned by the state of Louisiana and is operated as a state historic site. One kitchen is the only historic structure that remains from the large reservation. From the large reservation that once commanded the high hills on the nation's western boundary. The reconstructed officers' quarters house visitor information, a gift shop, and interpretive exhibits. This building was reconstructed with the assistance of the historians from the Army Quartermaster General's Office and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. In 1961, Fort Jessup was designated a National Historic Landmark by the U.S. Department of the Interior. The site is located in Sabine Parish, 30 minutes from Natchitoches and I-49, and 6 miles east of Manny off Louisiana Highway 6. Fort Jessup is proof that frontier history is not just part of the West, but part of our history. A visit there demonstrates that history matters.